relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
What should the Secretary of Defense do? What's his jump? It's not a trick question. It's a question that's very relevant, given recent developments, not just in the last few days, but in the last few months and years. I'll play you an audio cut to demonstrate just how significant a question that is, but first, this is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, the current incumbent of the outfit over there, as Joe Biden calls the Pentagon, the largest building in the world, is a retired general who, by statute, shouldn't be allowed to be Secretary of Defense because not enough time has elapsed since he took off his stars on his shoulders and became a civilian. But hey, I guess it's just statute. His name is Lloyd Austin, and this is what he thinks is the problem with the national security environment. Audio cut to.
The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies. But we can't do that if some of those enemies lie within our own ranks.
Enemies within our own ranks. His boss, Joe Biden, who can't remember the Secretary of Defense's name. He couldn't remember it. In an event last week when he had two females standing behind him who he had promoted to four-star, like props, like meat puppets, he gave a speech about the really important things in the U.S. military. This is video cut 18, play cut.
Some of it's relatively straightforward work, where we're making good progress designing body armor that fits women properly, tailoring combat uniforms for women, creating maternity flight suits, updating requirements for their hairstyles.
Updating hairstyles. Just stop for a second. Just stop. Forget the last 3 months. Forget the last 6 years. Forget it all. Did you ever think any president from any party at any time for any reason would stand in the White House giving an address about hairstyles? It's funny, isn't it? I mean, it should amuse us. The absurdity. The man who within minutes could start a nuclear war by calling over the military assistant with a nuclear football, taking out the credentialing materials to plug in the codes to let the birds fly. That man, the head of the largest, most powerful military in the world, thinks that haircuts, hairstyles, the way a uniform is cut, is the topic of an address about our military. That is the depth to which we have sunken. Not as a nation, but when it comes to our political leaders. And I'm just curious, if you voted for Joe Biden, are you impressed? If you voted for Joe Biden and you're disappointed with the price of gas, are you waking up yet? I know who's awake in this country, because 3 million of them listen to us every single day here on America First and watch us on YouTube, watch us on Rumble. Please, if you're exclusively watching us on YouTube, make sure you also subscribe for free on Rumble, because Rumble actually respects the First Amendment to our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. If you're watching us right now, live streaming on YouTube, hit the subscription button and the notifications bell twice, and give us a like as well, and then you'll never miss a thing. Okay, let's go to your calls. Let's go to my good buddy, Columbus, Ohio, J.R., line 4. Welcome back, J.R.
Hey, Dr. G. Today I'm spitting mad. When I jumped in the truck to head home, and heard what you said of what the military did to Tucker, I was just shake. I was speechless.
I'm
speechless. Now then, I got mad, but I have 4 direct family members, 3 of which are colonels, and 1 was my father, who was infantry back in the mid-50s. He was between wars, but I have no words, but I can tell you this is the most horrible thing that the Secretary of Defense can tell the frontline soldiers who sacrifice every day for wages that they could triple if they were out. And they do it for love of country and the guy to their left and the guy to the right. And I am ticked. I am.
Now, tell me about your 3 direct relatives who are colonels. Have they told you anything about this? Have they suffered from it? Have they come out more politically correct? What have you witnessed?
Oh, no. But I already know their answers. I've been on hold because I just found this out from you, not from any other source. When I get off the phone with you, I am going to do a text blow up message and say, do you know anything about this? 2 of them are still active. 1's retired and my father sadly has passed away. So I basically already know the answer. Then I'm going to blow up my friend's phones in Wyoming. You wouldn't believe how many military guys are out there.
Oh, I know.
And I'm going to say, do you have any idea what's going on here? And I'm just going to be, because we all have lives. We have to go to work. We have to feed our families. We don't have time to listen to stuff. The reason I love listening to you is it gets me through the day, and I can do it because I work construction. So I don't have the words, Dr. G, and I genuinely don't.
No, look, I can completely relate, because if I stop for a second, I think, is this reality? Am I dreaming? And am I in some perverse, surreal nightmare that this is happening in America? And America, which, by the way, is still divided in this city, a 3-mile-long fence with razor wire on, not barbed wire, razor wire on top of it. So, JR, God bless you. Be safe out there. And I want an update. Do your survey. I want to hear from your buddies in Wyoming and Ohio. And I need to know, have they been indoctrinated? Did they have to go through the slide deck for the stand down of racism in the United States? Report back. You are the best part of this show, our dear callers. Let's go to line 3. Stan in Los Angeles.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Glad to speak to you. So I don't want to start a conspiracy theory, but I think the whole point of this is to indoctrinate. These are usually somewhat conservative people joining the armed services, and to sort of convert them to turn the military against the country rather than our enemies, according to General Austin, are within, not without. We don't have to worry about the Chinese or the Soviet Union. We have to worry about the internal enemies. So I think this is the, what your friend Gramsci was talking about, the sort of politicization of the army now to join the revolution, so to speak. And I think this is a form of getting the soldiers to be convinced to turn against the people.
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we have to worry about the members of the U.S. Armed Forces turning their weapons against their fellow citizens. But you're right when it comes to the broader plan. It's called the March Through the Institutions. This is the massive contribution from the likes of Gramsci and the likes of Saul Alinsky. You can't create the revolution from the outside. The only place that worked was China and Russia. In countries with strong middle classes, it's not going to work. So what do? You subvert the institutions from the inside. You become that community organizer and you change the whole civilization from penetrating and sabotaging the institutions. And that's what we're witnessing. And why this one? Well, very simply, this is the last robust conservative institution. It's the military. Yeah, of course, it's got Democrats in it, but it's the last one that is the embodiment of patriotism. And that's why it has to be sabotaged. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. So many more special guests. Kurt Schlechter in the third hour, Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff, Evan Syed, and next, the man who created the latest, greatest new news source for all conservatives. It's justthenews.com, and his name is John Solomon.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Why do the Democrats refuse to say there's a crisis on the border? Well, perhaps because they don't want you to understand what's really going on and what their ulterior, the hidden motive is. If you want to understand just how bad this is, you've got to check out the new movie America's Forgotten by Namrata Singh Gujral. She was a Democrat. She was pro-illegal immigration. Then, as a filmmaker, she decided to look into the story for herself, travel the world, interview the coyotes, the people being smuggled, and everything changed. And so did how her friends related to her, and that's why her movie had to have anonymous credits for the whole team that worked on it. Watch it today. Be educated on the agenda of the left. Watch America's Forgotten at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Now.com and use my name for additional savings. That's Gorka, salemnow.com. America's Forgotten. Find out and know the truth. Is there a crisis? Well, if there is, it's not their fault. Let's listen to Speaker Nancy Pelosi with former Clinton White House official George Stephanopoulos. Video cut 13.
Actually, the facts are these. There are more children, about 600-700 more children, unaccompanied children, coming over the border. This is a humanitarian challenge to all of us. What the administration has inherited is a broken system at the border, and they are working to correct that.
That's amazing. The number of lies in just a few seconds, 600, try 2,000. The fact that this is not a crisis, it's a humanitarian challenge, and that they inherited the problem, they didn't create it. Let's talk to somebody who's got some breaking information, polling the American people on these issues. He is the creator of the superb website, justthenews.com. Bookmark it today. Check it in the morning, check it in the evening, and follow him on Twitter, John Solomon at Solomon Reports. John, have you ever, I don't want you to get political, but it's like an alternate universe, isn't it?
It is. And listen, here, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, just sent the disaster agency to the border. What does that tell you? There's a disaster at the border. We don't send FEMA to good conditions. We send them to the world's biggest disasters.
Yes.
The fact that the president activated FEMA this week and tells you all they need to know. They can call it whatever they want. It is a crisis.
What have you found at the top of your Twitter feed? I've just reposted a fascinating poll with regards to the migrant crisis on the southern border. What do Americans think should happen?
Well, this is an issue that played out all weekend. If you remember, Governor Abbott was on the talk shows on Sunday, the Texas governor, and he said, listen, I can't get a number of how many illegal migrants who've been released into our communities in Texas had COVID. This is what we know. There's been allegations at least 100 people with COVID were released before health officials in the local areas knew that. Americans overwhelmingly want Joe Biden and the Homeland Security Department to test all migrants who are in captivity for COVID before they release them, and don't let people who are COVID positive into the community and worsen the pandemic that's on right now, declining. And so 90% of Americans, almost split, 94% Republican, 90% Democrat, whites, Hispanics, blacks, almost unanimously united that some of the looseness that's been going on, the failure to test people for COVID when they're being released into the communities, Americans are against it. They want the federal government to do their job. Pretty strong finding. Very seldom you find a poll with a 90% agreement rate.
Read the details. It's on our Twitter feed right now and justthenews.com. John, in your decades of experience as one of the best journalists America has to offer, I just have to ask you, have you ever seen such a massive discrepancy between what a president is saying to the citizens of his country? Maybe you can have a small July 4th barbecue, maybe. And between that statement last week and the way his policies are treating illegal immigrants who don't have to be tested and who are being released into America, can you think of a larger discrepancy between public messaging and actual policy?
I think that's been the early hallmark of this administration, which is all of these conflicts in the stated goals and then the advice they give us. How many flip-flops have we seen already from Anthony Fauci since Joe Biden took the muzzle off of him? It just Americans are very smart. They want consistent advice. They want common sense advice. And what we've heard in the first 50 days of this administration is a lot of doublespeak, a lot of contradictions. How many times has Jen Psaki had to walk back something she said at the podium? This administration's had a bumpy communications strategy, but it's also had policies that aren't connected to the common sense core that Americans have. And one of those is clearly we don't let people into the country. If you're going to keep us all suppressed in our homes and make us wear masks, don't let people come into the country with COVID and let them go free and run around without testing them, without giving public health officials any warning. I don't think there can be any more common sense sentiment than that. And yet the administration seems to be disconnected even from that concept.
But it's not just the administration. It's not just Nancy Pelosi. It's also Chuck Schumer, the majority leader. Sure. Let's listen to Chuck, a video cut 14, that play cut.
His view of immigration is not like Donald Trump's, who was nasty, negative, horrible to immigrants. His view is more like your father's view and my view, which is compassionate, but also competent. One of the problems with the Trump administration is they had such incompetence. So they are rolling up their sleeves and working on this. I think it will get better in the next few months. If it doesn't, I will go to them and say, you got to do better. And if they don't, I will be public. But I got to give them a little bit of a chance because they inherited a big, big mess created by Donald Trump, whose views on immigrants, it just turns me off so.
It turns him off, so I'm not sure we care about what turns a senator on and off. But he said it was they inherited a big mess, and it was a rank incompetence. But you just made the point, John. If you're competent, do you need to release, do you need to deploy the natural disaster agency FEMA to the border to deal with illegal migration?
Listen, all you have to do is take a look at the stated objectives of the Trump administration, which was to reduce illegal immigration, then look at the statistics. I had the sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona, on my show recently. He said, listen, it used to be 2,000, 3,000 illegal immigrants crossing into my county every day. It got down to like 300, 400. It was a really low number under Donald Trump. And then it ballooned up to 3,000 or 4,000 the second Joe Biden put the Hotel 6 sign is open and sign up in America. The Democrats disagree that with Trump's policy, But they can't disagree with the fact that he competently reduced illegal immigration, that he said he was going to do it. He did it. And it's only this reopening of the border, this big welcome sign, which is don't worry about the law, just come on in, we'll take you in, that has created the crisis at the border. There was no crisis at the border the day that Donald Trump took the handy White House to Joe Biden.
Yeah, there was. It was incredible how much we had fixed things on the southern border, and now it's crisis to potential disaster. Follow this man right now. He'll be back with us after the break. Jay Solomon reports justthenews.com. Also, regular programming on Real America's Voice. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by America's Forgotten and Salem Now.
Just 40 minutes ago, story posted on justthenews.com. Germany, France, Italy, amongst the European countries that are now halting the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine amid blood clot fears. Read the article. I am reposting it now at our Twitter feed, sebgorka.com. We will be back with John Solomon momentarily. But first, if you haven't done so already, please, please support the great American patriot Mike Lindell. 25 corporations are now boycotting his MyPillow products because of his political views and his commitment to the truth. Please support. Go straight to his website because you're a friend of this show. Mike's going to give you more than 60% off. That's MyPillow.com. Send a message to the cancel culture fascists on the left. Call 800-829-8468. More than 100 US-made products. If you already have a MyPillow, buy one of his brand-new sheepskin slippers with the memory foam, one of his Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, the pet beds, you name it, it's all superb. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. John, we are discussing the discrepancy between the narrative in politics and the reality on the ground. Let's listen to what we have a cut from Nancy Pelosi and the governor of New York's predicament. Video cut 7.
But I do think that the women deserve to hear the results of these investigations, as does the governor.
Can he be an effective leader now?
No tolerance. And this is a subject very near and dear to my heart. This is no tolerance for sexual harassment. Let the world know that.
But you're not calling on him to resign right now?
I think we should see the video. But he may decide. And there was, hopefully this result will be soon. What I'm saying is the governor should look inside his heart. He loves New York to see if he can govern effectively.
I'm trying to remember if any leading Democrat, John, said about the Kavanaugh charges that Brett Kavanaugh should look inside his heart and let's not worry about it. He can decide.
Yeah, it's interesting. Nancy Pelosi, I think it's a responsible thing to say, let's wait for the investigation, right? I've argued in all of these things, going back to Russia, we ought to give the accused a chance to give their side of the story before we make a final decision. Unfortunately, that never happened with Justice Kavanaugh or with many of the other Trump scandals that occurred. And the very more measured Nancy Pelosi you just showed on air was a very different, unhinged, constantly attack dog when the Trump scandals were there. But listen, I think at the end of the day, the right thing to do is let's let the facts come out. Andrew Cuomo will be judged on the facts. Right now, the facts don't look good. But I think letting that investigation take its course is prudent. It's too bad that the Democrats are now advocating that now, which also includes Joe Biden. He said something very similar to Nancy Pelosi yesterday, that they didn't use the same standard when they were constantly heaping scorn and allegations against Donald Trump.
The bigger question, John, and with your experience, I'm very interested to hear your take. If he falls to this, if there's an eighth accuser, if the sexual assault accusation holds water and he resigns, does that mean that the focus on the 14,000 deaths is just going to dissipate and that real massive story is just going to be forgotten?
We shouldn't allow that to happen. As reporters, as journalists, we need to keep digging in. And remember, it isn't isolated just to New York.
Yes.
Governor Whitmer in Michigan has refused to provide the final numbers. There's journalists suing there to get the information. New Jersey, Pennsylvania had very similar policies. We need to keep digging because this wasn't – while Cuomo was the leading edge of this and, of course, also took all the credit for doing such a great job on COVID when he may not have – other governors in the Democratic states use very similar ill-fated decision-making. We need a full accounting of what that negligence, what those mistakes cost in terms of human lives.
And given that it's thousands, literally thousands of families, a legal action could create some serious, despite, you know, the various different immunity clauses for different governors. If you're talking about tens of thousands of families with legal cases, that could create some serious legal jeopardy, could it not?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the civil side of this hasn't even begun, right? We've been talking about the Justice Department probe, but there are probably large numbers of families that will be able to sue. They'll get discovery, and we're going to learn a lot more about what was going on. What I hear in the background is that a lot of these nursing homes were deeply concerned about these mandates. They kind of knew what was going to happen
right.
with them. I think looking at their reaction, any pushback they gave to the state, that's where we're focusing a lot of our Freedom of Information open records requests. We're told there's a very robust dialogue in some of these nursing homes pushing back against the policy decisions of some of these Democratic governors.
And if there's a phase of discovery, my oh my, the things it could reveal. Check out their top five stories every single day on our website, sebgorka.com, and then bookmark justthenews.com for literally just that, just the news. And follow Jay Solomon Reports. Thank you, John. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the network. Liberate yourself from the big cell phone companies. They're not on your side. At the end of the month when you pay your bill, guess what? They donate to things like Planned Parenthood, to gun control organizations, to First Amendment organizations. Go with the good guys. The only Christian conservative cell phone company, PatriotMobile.com, rated number one in customer service in the United States. You can keep your old number and join their 4G LTE nationwide network today. Call 972-PATRIOT. Their U.S.-based team will transfer your number. Massive discounts for our listeners, especially first responders and our veterans. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. These are the guys who support the things you believe in. The Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the culture of life. Join the good guys now. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to all of you who have supported our friends at Food for the Poor, an incredible organization feeding more than a million mouths every single day in more than a dozen countries. If you haven't donated yet, this is your way to help those who are in the gravest
situations in our hemisphere. Be a modern missionary. Do your part to stop the caravans. Please go to our website and donate any amount today. But if you go to $37 once, you will feed a child for 6 months. $111 feeds three children for 6 months. Make a difference today. As our good Lord and Savior told us, come unto me, the little children. This is how you can save a life. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor banner at the very top, or call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. What is the best description for all the things we are witnessing today? Cancel culture may not be a good enough descriptor. Let's ask somebody who's written the book on it, literally. He's my old friend, stand-up comic, and a man who understands the threat of the totalitarian mindset, Evan Sayet. Welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Seb. Always good to be with you.
So what is the title of the book that you have written on this phenomena? Why did you choose that description?
Well, it's called The Woke Supremacy, and it's just vital that we understand that the woke movement is, in fact, a supremacist movement akin to and often in kinship with the other supremacist movements of our time.
So why is cancel culture not good enough? Look, we've been debating this for weeks, if not months, on this show. We hear the news about Pepe Le Pew or Speedy Gonzalez or Dr. Seuss. You have to laugh because it's so asinine. It's so insane. But then you realize it's more serious than that. Explain why this is a supremacy and the key argument of your book, The Woke Supremacy.
Right. The definition of a supremacist movement isn't that there's bigotry, isn't that there's bias, isn't that there's prejudice, and it certainly isn't the misgender assignment of a toy potato. Right? The hallmark of a supremacist movement is the conviction that all rights, privileges, and protections of society belong only to those who possess what I call the supreme trait. Now, the supreme trait differs depending on the supremacist movement. In Nazi supremacism, it was based on Aryanism. If you possessed the trait of Aryanism, the supreme trait, you were entitled to all the rights, privileges, and protections of Nazi society.
Right, if you were deemed ethnically pure.
That is correct, on that particular. So that's the supreme trait under the white supremacist, the Aryan supremacist. But often it's not based on race. For example, the Marxist supremacist movement, the supreme trait is based not on race, but on class. If you possess the supreme trait of proletarianism, you're entitled to all the rights, privileges, and protections of Marxist society. If you don't, you're not entitled to those things. In fact, it's a moral obligation to fully disempower and silence. That's where the cancel culture comes from. All of these supremacist movements were cancel cultures. It was the question of who they were canceling, and that depends on the supreme trait. Well, in the supremacy of the woke, only those who possess the supreme trait of wokeness are entitled to the rights like freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of association, due process, even the right to a job. If you are found out to not possess the supreme trait of wokeness, you do not have a right to work, to a job in the woke supremacy.
And who are those who define what is woke? Who is that elite, Evan?
Well, the reality is that they are using this ideology to advance their Marxist supremacist ideology. They are the children of the children of the 60s. When the radicals of the 60s failed in their efforts to create this Marxist supremacy via revolution, as you well know, they went on what was called the Long March through the institutions. They took over the schools. They took over the entertainment and news industries. Now they have the electronic communications, and they've turned these things into their ministries of indoctrination, ministries of propaganda, and now ministries of communications. And they have now produced their version of not Hitler Youth, not the young pioneers, not the Islamists that come out of madrasas, but the woke supremacists.
And what is to be done? In addition to everybody buying your book now, The Woke Supremacy, what is to be done by the people who haven't gone crazy and who haven't been indoctrinated, Evan?
Twofold. I'm not going to give you that answer because somebody else did a really great job of it. And I imagine you know him well. Trevor Loudon put together a 9-point plan of a call to action that I think everybody needs to read right after they read my book. But my answer is the first thing that everybody must do is recognize that this is, in fact, a war. And wars are always fought differently. The fact that this one is not yet as bloody as others, or as bloody as it may become, makes it no less of a war. You know, the Marxists tried to bring socialism to the world through revolution. Hitler tried to bring it to the world through invasion. The Soviets tried to do it through proxy and wars of attrition. And this one's being fought in a different way as well. But you've got to recognize that once again, America is fighting a supremacist movement. The Civil War was America fighting the white supremacists of the secessionist South. World War II was fighting the German and Japanese supremacists. The War on Terror is against the Islamicist supremacists. And this war, what is sometimes called the culture war, is against the woke supremacists.
All right. Well, I'm not surprised. I checked before our interview. Your Twitter account has been suspended. We're out of time, but where can people find out more about you and your book, Evan?
Okay. All things Evan Sayet, E-V-A-N-S as in Sam, A-Y-E-T, are found at evansayet.com. The book, The Woke Supremacy, for now at least, so hurry up and get it, is at Amazon.
Yeah, hurry up before they ban that one as well. Educate yourself. Understand where it comes from and what it's going to take to defeat it. Get this man's book, The Woke Supremacy, and check out his website, evansayet.com. That's E-V-A-N-S-A-Y-E-T. God bless you, Evan. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it now for 2 years. Tens of thousands of Americans getting daily liberation from their pain, like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 days, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Haven't you waited long enough? Shouldn't you know? Don't you deserve to know if you could be one of the success stories? I know the answer to those questions, and I think you do too. Do it today. I promise you, you won't regret it. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Vote Democrat, don't be so bloody daft, man. I'd rather be dragged stark naked through a field of broken glass.
What makes for a good radio show? I listened to radio since I was about 6 years old, and I think I know. It's whether or not you trust the host, whether they become a friend. Rush was, of course, the best, because he treated his listeners like his friends. He didn't talk down to them. He didn't condescend. He connected with them. And I'd like to connect with you even more than 3 hours a day. This Thursday, we're going to have a very special event. It's the Ask Me Anything host event exclusively. After the show, we're going to open a video discussion, a chat directly with just 20 of our dearest listeners. Register now. There's hardly any slots left, but we want to have 20 people on the call to ask me whatever you want. Ask me anything. Don't be naughty. but there is no limit. Go today to askahost.com to reserve your space March 18th after the show. That's askahost.com for a very special discussion with 20 of our dearest listeners. It is not getting any better in the fake news industrial complex. Joe Scarborough is lying every single day to the American people from his basement somewhere that isn't Washington, D.C., even though he has a picture of the Capitol behind him. And now he's returned to the events of January the 6th. This is video cut 8. Play cut.
The people who were bashing law enforcement officers' brains in with American flags and cracking their skulls in trying to by jamming their head in doors that were beating law enforcement officers to death.
Beating. Which law enforcement officer was beaten to death? Are you talking about the Trump supporter, the Trump voter, Officer Sicknick, who had a stroke the day after the events? That individual who had their skulls crushed in, Joe Scarborough? Do you really think people won't check into what you are saying? That is the depth of the depravity, the depth of the propaganda that the mainstream media is peddling every single day. But that's why we are here. That's why we refuse to allow them to get away with it. They think that just by repeating it, just by saying it again and again and again, just like Goebbels told the world, a lie repeated often enough becomes the truth. Not on our watch here on Salem Radio. We're going to discuss, continue our analysis of what has happened to the U.S. military. How bad is identity politics, the woke influence, the subversion of our fighting men and women must be stopped. We're going to talk to somebody with 27 years, Colonel Kurt Schlichter. Colonel K here on America First. Stay on this channel.